to be able to be useful for you. Father, please accept our thanks in Jesus' name. You have taught us a lot. Father, please, all we have had, let it be useful for us and make us reach heaven in Jesus' name. We thank you for your daughter that you have used. We glorify your holy name for this perfection, the word that you have sent to us. Father, please accept our thanks in Jesus' name. We commit her into thy hand. Father, please continue to use your daughter. Give her more wisdom, more knowledge, and more power to be more perfection for you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jehovah Jireh. In Jesus' name we prayed. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Please, let's be seated. We thank God for what he has done. I don't think I have anything to say than to say thank you, Jesus. Because we have had enough. And I know by his mercy, we'll be able to make use of it. It won't be ordinary here. Right? We'll be able to be a user of it in Jesus' name. We thank God for your life, my dear daughter. It shall be well with you. And the Almighty God will continue to use you. As you have taught us a lot, myself, I gain a lot. Though I may be a little small in speaking English or something better as you have done, but the little I know God will use it for his glory. As we have had it, you know, all of us have a purpose. It's only how we use it that matters. You know, our mommy told us last time that even being a fornicator or adulterer is a purpose. Everybody, every one of us have a purpose. But we pray by the name of the Almighty God, we will use our own purpose for the glory of our God in Jesus' name. Amen. We will not misuse our purpose in Jesus' name. As we have heard it, somebody like Esther, he has his purpose. You know, our mommy told us, before you can make anything, there will be tribulations, there will be trials, there may be this, there will be that. But because you stand for your purpose, and the God have made it for you, you will be able to stand firm. You know, from the beginning of first time, you have been in problem. No father, no mother, nobody, but by his mercy, he used his uncle to take care of him and to reach the purpose he have been created for. So the same thing to every one of us. You may be in any problem. You must know that is a step to your purpose. He used it in the life of Joseph. You know, they sold him, they do this, they do that one, but to reach his purpose, it's only for us to focus to that purpose. Very, very important. Very, very important. Because if you don't focus, as my sister has said, that maybe you are looking for somebody that is jumping up and down, say, hey, if this is, and you think you want to copy him or her, you are deceiving yourself. Do your own according to your purpose. And beg the Almighty God to let you know your purpose. It's better to know it. Because if you don't know it, you will just be cutting around the bush. And it won't come to reality. May God help us in Jesus' name. As we have heard it, I don't think we need any other thing to say than for us to go and think very well in our life. Are you a Christian? Are you doing it as a Christian person? Or you are just doing a purpose for your life just to run it and let people see you that you are doing? It's not possible for you to do it right if you are looking for people to see that you are doing it, because if I do it, I want my pastor to know that I can do. That is not a purpose. You misuse the purpose. And I pray that by the name of the Almighty God, we will misuse our purpose in Jesus' name. We have to cling to our God very well before we can get to our purpose. Know whom you are serving. Once you know your Christ, as we have learned it in the Bible, in the Sunday school this morning, that you must know why Jesus came to this world for you. You must know whether it's for, they want us to know that he came to this world just to show us the way and to make us know that he can carry all our burdens, because he came as if in the flesh. So you have to sit down I know, is it true? Is that Jesus? Can he carry my body? Does he know about my body at all? He knows everything. Just wait for your own purpose. They told us about Elizabeth. When he was barren, he thought that is the end. But it is for a purpose. Anything that happens to us in this world, we must know that it is there is a purpose for it. Once we can wait and stand firm to the Lord, the purpose will come to reality. And once we think it's not possible, God will make it possible. So please, I don't think I have more to say than we must know whom we are serving and find our purpose of serving him and what he wants us to come and do. And I know God will help us in Jesus' name. As a married woman, there is a purpose for your life to marry your husband. It's whether you like it or not. Not just for fun alone. Not for children alone. But there must be a purpose. Maybe there is something he's doing that God wants you to correct him. Or maybe there is something, even in their family, that God sees that you must do something to. You have to sit down. If at all it's something, some people say, hey, because it's a fool, is this? No! Why is it that fool that God sent you to? Sit down and think of what to do to make him out of that fool. And let his life be more better. You know? In the life of Jabez, they say he's the poorest. Even his mother calls him. But God, just sit down that, what is my purpose of coming to this world? Am I to be caused? No. He called upon the Lord of Israel and he answered him. That is what we have to do as a Christian. Let's sit down mightily and think of why am I a Christian? Hey, this church, what does God want me to come and do? Am I just to come and warm the bench? It's not. Sit down. Think for your own. And God will show it to you. I know of him. He will show it to you, your purpose of coming. And God will lead us through in Jesus' name. Amen. So we have to know that if you want to be a purpose-driving woman, you must fear the Lord. Very, very important. Don't be a Sunday medicine. Try to worship your God with all your heart. And know yourself, as my sister has said it. You must know yourself that you are yourself and not another person. Don't compare your life with another person. Don't compare your Christianity with another person. Once you think, this is what this one is doing. He can do this, he can do that. I want to copy him. You may fall. Our father used to tell us, in the time of once you are looking for somebody, or you think it is somebody that you will copy in the church, anytime that one falls, you too will fall. So don't copy anybody for your life. Look for your own purpose of being in the church, of being in your home, and why are you a mother? We read about it in that book of Timothy chapter 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5, that even they pointed to the mother of the grandmother of Timothy. The purpose of this mother is to train their children in the way of the Lord. And the grandmother thought his child, and the child even thought his child. That is why they can refer from grandchild to the grandmother. May God help us in Jesus' name. So don't just think you are just a Christian. I can mind my own business. As you are minding your own business, you must carry your children along. That is your purpose of being a mother. Don't just think because I just need money. I need money. I want to go to, I don't know how you are used to go to your Washington. You are running around for your, what do you call it, bill, your bills. Don't think of that one alone. Think of your future. Think of your husband. Think of your home. And remember the church of God. That is the purpose you are there. And if you don't fulfill it, then that is a failure. And we will never be a failure in Jesus' name. Then you must know that they are, first, you must be holy. In all round of your life, you must be holy. Before you can fulfill your purpose, you must be holy. Praise the Lord. In that book of Matthew 25, 1 to 13, we heard about the 10 virgins. If you are not holy, you won't be able to fulfill your purpose. Only the five that are holy, they fulfill their purpose. They can enter with our Lord Jesus. Please, as a child of God, we must be holy. Praise the Lord. Then, we must allow the word of God to guide us. It's very, very important. If you don't know the word, you won't be able to meet your purpose. Understand the Bible. Try to read. The little you can memorize, try to know it. So that when the time of trouble comes, you will be able to call him. And he will fulfill your purpose for you for that time. May God help us in Jesus' name. You know? I say we should allow the word of God to guide us. As Luke 10:38 or something that my sister have mentioned. May God help us in Jesus' name. We are taught of Ruth. That woman, I used to study him very well. I used to look at her. How can somebody, you saw a stranger, you married them, and the husband died. And you see, you are still going with her. Without any other father, no husband, nothing. But he has his purpose. That this woman have shown me God. And this God is God. God will be my God. Where he died, I will die. He accepted that God with all his heart. We too must know before you can meet your purpose, you must accept Christ with all your heart. No matter any tribulation, any trials you may be passing through, you must know he's at your side. And by his mercy, you will overcome. He has helped some people to overcome. He helped Esther to overcome. He helped Ruth to overcome. He helped Deborah to overcome. He helped Anna to overcome. He even helped, Anna. That Anna was, they said her husband died at the age of, I think they said 7 years in marriage, and he spent another 84 in the church of God. At last he met his God. Doesn't matter whatever the life may be, the best thing we are to be looking for is our heaven. Because if you don't meet heaven, I want you to know all our effort in the world is in vain. So the most important thing is focus your attention and be looking at your purpose. That's the suggestion that you are making, that I want to reach heaven. May God make us reach heaven in Jesus' name. So we must make ourselves to be different from others. As we have said, don't compare yourself with others. Make yourself very, very different. Look at in Ruth we are talking. His second offer, he looked back and went back to his adulterage, or what do you call it? But God helped Ruth to be the best woman. I can say he's the best woman in the world. To be a grandmother of our Lord Jesus Christ. No way we can talk of Jesus Christ without talking of Ruth. With all his suffering, with all our tribulation, with all these things that I might have been looking at, that will let him look back there. What am I going to gain? But look at what God did for her. To be a part of our Lord Jesus Christ. So the same thing to our life, please. As a Christian, let's wake up. Let's wake up now and look for our purpose. To walk with the Lord, beginning from our home, is very, very important. Some we women, we count our husband to be nothing. As my sister has said, we want to be the head. What on earth is he doing? What is that? You must respect your husband with all your heart and be praying for him, praying for your children, praying for yourself, so we'll be able to meet the purpose. You can't just depend on yourself alone. Say, I can do it. I can do it. You can't do anything if God doesn't help you. May God help us to enable us to fulfill our purposes, and at the end of our race, to enable us to reign with him in Jesus' name. So now to take of our time, I think my sister have done all the best work for us, that have shown us the way we need to. And the only thing we need to is to obey this thing, get home, recharge your life, recharge your battery, and make sure you are now walking on the way. Most of us have missed the way before, but by the mercy of the Lord, we haven't died. We can still hear it today, that our life must be changed so that we'll be able to fulfill our purposes. May God help us in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. So, Dylan, please, I want us to stand up again, that we still need to pray again. That Father, Father, please teach me the right thing to do and help me to do them so that I'll be able to meet my purpose. I don't just want to come to this world in vain. I want to reach my purpose. Father, please teach me the right thing to do and help me to do them. So at the end of my life, I will have more cause to glorify your holy name, Father, because I the Almighty God, Rema Shekebokereye Baba Baba Baba. Sende Kekereyebo. Father, teach me the right thing to do and help me to do it. So at the end of my life, I'll be able to reach my purpose. I'll be able to fulfill my purpose. Father, please help me. Jehovah Jireh, help me. Teach me, my God, the right way to do and the right thing to do. Thank you, Jehovah Jireh. Glory be to your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. And we say, Father, please take control of my life. And let me be able to reach my purpose. Take control of my life. And allow me to reach the purpose of my life. Jehovah Jireh, please take control of my life and help me to reach my purpose. I know I can't do it myself, but you can help me. Father, please help me to reach my purpose. Baba, please help me, help me, help me, help me. Baba, take control of my life. And let me be able to reach my purpose, to fulfill my purpose in this world. Help me, my God. Thank you, Jehovah Jireh. Glory be to your name. In Jesus' name we pray. And we say, Father, in any way I have lost in the crowd, Father, in any way I have been lost in the crowd, let your mercy locate me as one of your purpose driving woman. Let your mercy locate me. Father, anywhere I might have lost, anything that I might have done wrong that will make me to lose my focus onto my purpose, Father, please find me out. Let your mercy find me out. Let your mercy find me out so I'll be able to reach my purpose. And your name will continue to be glorified in my life. Rema shekebo kekeyebo rema sende kereba. Because the Almighty God, please lead me through. Thank you, Jehovah Jireh. Glory be to your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. And we call unto the Lord that, Father, I want you to make my life be a blessing to many people. I want you to make my life to be a blessing to multitude, so that my purpose for this life will be fulfilled. Baba, please help me. Help me to be a blessing to many people, to be a blessing to nation, to be a blessing to multitude, so that my life, my purpose for my life will be fulfilled. Please help me, my Lord. Help me, my Father. Help me, Jehovah Jireh. Rama Sheke Bokere Yebaba. Rimbo Mokore Yebaba Senkereba. Thank you, Jehovah Jireh, because we know you can help us. Thank you, Jehovah Everlasting. Please, we know you can help us. Glory be to your holy name. In Jesus' name we prayed. Then we want to pray for this church. That Father, you are the Almighty God. You are the owner of your church. Father, please fulfill your purpose for this church. Let your name be glorified in this church. Whatever might be our problem, whatever we are looking as a person to be a problem for this church, you are the owner of your church. Father, please solve this problem for us in the name of Jesus. Because you are the Almighty God, solve the problem of this church for us in Jesus' name. This King Parish, you are the Almighty God. You are the owner of it. Jehovah Jireh, solve every problem that we are looking as a person to be a problem. Solve it for us, Jehovah. And take control of all everything in this church. And let your name alone continue to be glorified. Rama Shekerebo Baba Baba Rebobo Shendeke, my Father, my God. You are the owner of your church, Jehovah Jireh. Take control of this church. Take control of this church. Take control of your church. Take control of your children. And let your name be glorified. Thank you, Jehovah Jireh. In Jesus' name we prayed. Please, I want us to look at it. We are not just praying for the bench. We are not just praying for this house. We are praying for ourselves. Let's call upon the Lord that my life is in your hand. Jehovah Jireh, please do something new in my life so I'll be able to fulfill my purpose in this church. Do something in my home. Do something in my family. Do something as a church of God. I'm a partaker of this King of Parish. Jehovah Jireh, do something in my life that will proclaim your name. That people will see why I'm your why I'm a Christian. I want the purpose of being a Christian in my family, in my house, in your church, even in my working place. I want it to be fulfilled. Father, please do something new in my life. Do something new that people will see. That by this time of next year will be a great testimony for my life. Do it in my life. Do it in this church. Do it in my family. Jehovah, do something wonderful. Thank you, Jehovah. Because you are the owner of your church, do something new. Do something new. Heart to your people. We don't want to be saying this. Thank you, Jehovah Jireh. Glory be to your holy name. In Jesus' name we prayed. I want us to open our eyes. I want every one of us to walk around and be touching the city one by one. That God, this city is not to be empty. Somebody must be sitting on it. Father, please locate your people all around the world, all around this area, and everywhere. Baba, we want people to come and fill these seats. We don't want it empty again. Father, please do something new to fill this church, to fill these seats, and to bring your people. You are the only one that can bring them. It's not by any power. It's not by our power. It's not by our minds. You say nobody can come unto you except you call upon him. Jehovah Jireh, please go and call your people to come and fill this church, to fill these seats and to proclaim your holy name and to show the purpose of making this church to be here. Jehovah, do it for us. That is what you want us to do for us now. Jehovah Jireh, you are Jehovah Nissi, you are the only God that can bring your people. Please go and bring your people to your church. Go and bring more people to your church and fill your church by your power. Fill your church with your spirit. Fill your church with all your men. Baba, and let your name continue to be glorified in this church. Baba, do something new. From today on, Jehovah Jireh, do something new. Do something new. Do something new. Proclaim your name all around this area and bring your people in. And let your name continue to be glorified. Rema Shekebokere Baba 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 Baba. Maramba Rebo Sekerema. Jehovah, you are the Almighty. JKKK, Bombo, Bray Mama. Jehovah, bring people, bring people, bring people, bring people to your church. Ha, go and call your people. They are around. Baba, you know, you are the only God. Rainbow, Bo, Shake, Mama, Mama. Bamba, Rainbow, Send, Kere, Baba. Thank you, Jehovah, Jire. Glory be to your name because we know you will do it. And your name will continue to be magnified. To be glorified in the name of Jesus. Kamba rema seke kere bobo. Kere ma yeke baba baba shenda. Baba, proclaim yourself. Proclaim your holy name. Proclaim it by yourself. Bring your people in and let your name be glorified. Thank you, Jehovah Jireh. Glory be to your holy name. Because we know you will do it. Aramashakeable. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we prayed. Now we will pray for our pastor again. That you are the only God. God that answered prayer. Ah, we want you to do something new in his life. Jehovah Jireh, what we are looking at as a burden. You know why you made it to be? We want you to solve the problem. By your power, by your mercy, by your grace, solve the problem of our pastor. Do something new in his life, in his family. Baba, that is why you made us to be here. This is the purpose of our being here now. Jesus Christ, solve the problem of our pastor. Do something to it. What you can do to fulfill your promises. Father, you can do it. My brethren, you know in the life of Joseph, there is nothing like prime minister in the land of Egypt by then. But purposely, because of Joseph, God created the prime minister to be there. Let God do something new that we made people to know that we are serving a living God. Jehovah Jireh, you are the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. The only one that can open and no man can shut. The only God that can shut and no man can open. That key is in your hand, Baba. Open the life of your son. Do something new in his life. Baba, every purpose that have been disturbing his life, that have been disturbing his family, that can make him weigh down, not to be able to do your will as far as you want it. Father, please remove it today. Remove it now in the name of Jesus. And let your name alone continue to be glorified. Rema sheke bo kere ye ba 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 ba. Maramba sheke rebo ba 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 ba. Rebo bo rema sendeke ba. Thank you, Jehovah Jireh. We know you can do better. Glory be to your holy name. In Jesus' name, we prayed. And let's send our God to Mommy Pastor, anywhere she may be. Yoruba ni afefe ki ife ko ma kan gi oko lara. The Almighty God is here. Oba ti ki ikuna. You know when these people are praying for Peter when he was in prison, they don't even believe that he can be released. They are just praying their own prayer. But God did a wonderful work to bring him out. Himself don't believe it. He thought he was dreaming. My God is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. He can still do even more than that for us. Let us call the name of the Lord for this pastor's mommy pastor. That anywhere she may be, everything that Satan have used to tighten her down and to close her eyes, not able to understand that God should please, because of his mercy, should go and remove it now and bring her back home. Our home must be settled. Jehovah Jireh, the Almighty. Karama shekebo kokoro baba baba maya kambarebo sedekerebo. Jehovah Jireh, we send you to your daughter. That anywhere she may be, anything at all that might have been disturbing her life. Jesus, please remove it, remove it, remove it, remove it now, Baba. And do something new, do something new, do something new. Don't bring this woman back home. Bring a memory to be completed. Jehovah Jireh, do something, that your name will be glorified in the house of your son, that your son will have more more senses, more power to serve you, and that I will be released from all the dangers and the troubles of the world. Thank you, Jehovah Jireh, because we know you will do it for us better than what we can say. In the name of Jesus. Then let's pray for our mommy that God has used for us. That used a lot of time, a lot of sleepless nights to prepare this message for us that have changed our life, that can make our life to be better. Let's pray for her that God will continue to anoint her, that his anointing will never dry, that there is power to serve him better and more for that God will grant unto her. That by this time of even at all, throughout this life, this purpose, the purpose of the Lord will be fulfilled in our life. I'll be able to make it in the name of Jesus. As he has watered us, the Almighty God will help us to water him and take him more better. And even our sister that followed her to come, that the Almighty will continue to bless her and to increase their wisdom and knowledge and their anointings in Jesus' name. With all your daughters, Father, I bring them unto thy heart. Please bless them and cover them with your blood. And let your name continue to be glorified in his life. And let your anointing continue to flow in our life. And let your blessings continue to be upon her forever and ever. And at his end, Baba, it will continue to be useful for you. And your purpose for our life will continue to be fulfilled. Thank you, Jehovah Jireh. Glory be to your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Then we pray for the committee of the good women that planned for this program, that God will continue to increase them, he will continue to bless them, he will continue to use them. The purpose of the Lord in their life will be fulfilled. Let's pray for them as God directed you. Jehovah Jireh, we thank you for the committee of this meeting. We glorify your name, God, the way you have used them to make this thing to come to reality. Father, please bless them mightily and continue to use them for your glory. And let your purpose for their life be fulfilled. And the way that they have been useful for you, Baba, they will not fail and they will not fall. Thank you, Jehovah Jireh. Glory be to your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Then we pray for all our children, the youth, the teenagers, and the small ones, that God will continue to be with them. They will be growing with wisdom and knowledge. And every way, and the way we are teaching them to the way of the Lord, they will never reject it in Jesus' name. As his own use, we want God to use all our children even better than us. Make the Lord lay of his hand upon them and cover them with his blood, that we will never bury any of them in the name of Jesus. Let's pray for all our children. Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, we thank you for all our children. We thank you for the teenagers, the youth, and everybody. Jehovah Jireh, please lay your hands upon them and use them mightily, Baba. Don't let us bury any of them in Jesus' name. Let them go from wisdom to wisdom and from knowledge to knowledge in the name of Jesus. And make their lives to be more useful for you. Let them grow with you better than us, and let their love be even more greater than us. Thank you, Jehovah Jireh. Glory be to your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Then we pray for our husbands. It's because they allow us that we can be anything. If they don't allow us to come to church, we have something we can do. And because God has made them a good head for us, let's pray for them that God will uphold them to the end. They will be a good hand and they will never become a tail in our home in Jesus' name. And everything they need to take care of us, that God must provide for them in the name of Jesus. We pray for all husbands, all our husbands. We pray for them far and near. Jehovah Jireh, please continue to provide for them everything they need to take care of us. Father, please provide for them in Jesus' name. Let them be a real head and tail, and never to be a tail in the name of Jesus. And continue to use them for your glory. Don't let us, all their purpose that you have made them to come and do, Baba, let them be able to fulfill their purpose and not to fail you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jehovah Jireh. Glory be to your name. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Then I think you can look at yourself. Let's pray for those that are looking for something from the hands of the Lord. Whether for a baby, whether for a work, for job, whether for your paper, what do you call it? Immigration paper or anything that you are looking for the hands of the Lord for. Let's call upon him that this year is another year. This year is running to an end now. That he should fulfill his purpose for our life. Even for our being in London, that God should please fulfill his purpose for us and do what he alone can do in our life. We can't do anything by ourselves, but we know he can be able to fulfill his purpose in our life. Let's tell the Lord, ask him for what you want him to do for you and what you are looking for his face for, and trust that because he is God, he will fulfill his purpose in our lives. Because you are the almighty God, Baba, please fulfill your purpose for our life and let your name continue to be glorified. We will continue to. Baba Baremo Seke Bokiri Baba Sindi Kiri Baba Farab. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Then the last one you will say, Father, every day of my life, give me the grace to please you and to fulfill my purpose. Father, please help me to please you and all round of my life. Please give me the grace to please you, to do your will, to obey you totally, so that I'll be able to fulfill my purpose for my life. Baba, please help me. Let me be able to do your will for all round of my life. Let me be able to fulfill your purpose for my life. Baba, help me. Jehovah Jireh, I can't do it by myself. Father, every day of my life, give me the grace to please you and to fulfill my purpose. Help me, my Father. Father, every day, give me the grace to please you and to fulfill my purpose. Don't let me lose my focus. Help me, my Lord. Give me the grace and let your name be glorified. Thank you, Jehovah Jireh. In Jesus' name we pray. All women, please talk to the Lord. That I thank you that I'm here today. Jehovah Jireh, I thank you because I'm here today. Being the day of the good woman, please, by this time of next year, don't let me be found wanting. Jehovah Jireh, don't let me be found wanting. Count me worthy to stand firm with you and to fulfill my purpose, so that by this time of next year, my testimony will complete. Jehovah, please help me. As a good woman in this church, you know God loves the good woman in the Redeemed Christian Church of God. He always uses us for his purpose. Jehovah Jireh, you have counted me to be worthy to be here this day. Please, next year, don't let me be found wanting. Everything you want me to do, please help me to do it well and to enable me to fulfill my purpose, so that at the end of my race, I'll be able to stand with you and to reign with you. Thank you, Jehovah Jireh, because you are the only God that can help me. Have no power of my own, have no strength of my own, but by your mercy in my life, I know you can fulfill your purpose in my life. Help me to the end. Thank you, Jehovah. Glory be to your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our Father and our God, the only one that is almighty, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, the only God that can help us to fulfill all our purpose in this world in a Christian way. Father, please accept our thanks in Jesus' name. By coming to this world to save our lives, it's not by our power, it's not by our might. There are many women roaming about, don't know even where to go. But by your mercy, you call us onto your own side because you want us to fulfill our purpose. Father, please accept our thanks in Jesus' name. We thank you for the word that you have sent to us this morning. We thank you because by your mercy, we know we will restitute our way and we'll be able to fulfill our purposes. Father, accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Jehovah Jireh, we thank you for all the prayers that we have prayed, that we know you will answer us speedily, and your name will be glorified in our life. Thank you, Jehovah. Glory be to your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Sorry, I will not take your time, but I would like each and every one of us to rise again and pray for our mommy. Because if you notice, she prayed for everybody. So we are going to point our fingers and begin to prophesy into our life. We're going to tell God to continue to the grace that God has released upon her life. The Lord should increase that grace so that she will finish end for her and her family. All that concerns her, the Lord will let them finish well. So that on that day when names are called, their names will be in the book of life. Begin to pray. Daddy, we thank you, Daddy. For our mommy, Daddy, we pray, Daddy, for that grace you deposit into her life. Daddy, you will increase that grace. You will, Father, we pray that she will finish well. In the mighty name of Jesus. She will not miss it. She will not fall. In the mighty name of Jesus. Because this will uphold her to the end. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.